We're pretty stoked to have on short notice a couple of people who are going to color in the picture as to what exactly happened last night. We've got Supervisor Mark Lovelace, and we've got Mad River Union's Jack Durham. Durham can provide some sort of context for stuff, but let's start with Mark Lovelace. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining KHUM.
Thanks for having me.
So you were watching the meeting on cable access last night?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what meeting was it?
Okay, the Planning Commission has been holding a series of special meetings every Tuesday and Thursday night to re-review the conservation and open space element of the general plan. And this was at the direction, divided direction of our board from back in January to punt this whole section back to them for 45 days. No direction was given in terms of what to actually do, and so they've been going through every single policy line by line. 176 policies in this thing, and they're plotting through it at about 2 to 3 policies a night. And without direction of what to review, they've gone to a whole lot of things that were unanimous votes of the previous Planning Commission and gutting them or changing them drastically and then coming up with a divided 3-2 or 4-2 vote to move it forward. Last night, the one that really struck me and I think struck a nerve with a lot of people was there was a goal in the conservation and open space element regarding parks and recreation that says, well-maintained and accessible parks offering a range of popular recreation opportunities and a countywide trail system that meets future recreational and non-motorized transportation demands. Now, this is a goal. All it is a broad goal saying, yeah, that's something we'd like to strive towards. And they struck the whole second half of it. This is as best as I could follow exactly what they were doing because there's no clear agenda. It's really difficult to track what they're doing in these meetings. But they appear to have completely struck the second half regarding a countywide trail system.
So you, Supervisor Lovelace, I can't remember a time that I've ever seen you raise your voice or even use an exclamation mark in text. And you deployed an exclamation mark on Facebook last night. How dire do you see this turn of events?
The idea that they're not even willing to have as a goal that we should have a countywide trail system as something to strive for. You know, there's no imperative here. There's nothing that says the county is now committed to spending, billions of dollars or, whatever doing this. But even as a goal that we're not going to have that just goes against what so many of us want to see for the county. And this is just one of many, 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 many things that they're drastically altering, not out of direction from the board, not out of direction of, the public that's there in the meetings, because hardly anyone's showing up for these things anymore. And so it really is solely out of the personal bias of the planning commissioners that they're doing this. They're representing their own personal agendas. This is absolutely not being driven by the public. And it's vast, huge, sweeping changes to a lot of policies that they're pushing through just out of their own, off of their own agendas.
Well, it's strong language from a person who rarely uses it. I want to turn over to Jack Durham of the Mad River Union. Jack, you've been covering McKinleyville and parts thereby for quite some time. As we know, the trail system in McKinleyville is a total disaster and an eyesore, and nobody loves it. Right, Jack?
Oh, quite the opposite. Actually, and I was thinking the county should take a lesson from McKinleyville because we went through this, and about 15 years ago, they approved a plan, and it has a whole network of trails in it. And at the time, it was real controversial, and people even called the supporters of the trails a bunch of communists. But ultimately, there was a compromise. The trails plan went through, and it takes a long time. These trails do not get built overnight. They get built, when someone takes their farm and they subdivide it into, 60 parcels, and they build a subdivision, that's when the trail gets built. So over time, we're seeing little pieces of trail get built in McKinleyville. And, in a few years, you're going to see the Midtown Trail. There's the Hammond Trail, but there's a Midtown Trail, which is a Class 1 trail, which will cut right through the middle of McKinleyville, linking, housing and linking all the shopping center and everything.
Now, what was some of the criticism specifically, you know, that these people who are accusing other people of being communists, what were their concerns and were they founded in your view?
No, they weren't. But what happened is they would draw up a map and it would say, theoretically, we could put a trail here. So there was this map that had all these little lines on it. And people would come out and they'd say, oh my God, they're going to build a trail right through my barn. Or they're going to make me build a trail. What they didn't understand is that they will never build a trail unless they develop their property. In the same way that when they develop their property, they have to put in streets, they have to put in stop signs, they have to put in sewer lines. And in addition, they're going to have to put in a trail. So, you know, no, the trails are not going to be forced on anybody until they do a major subdivision. Then, yes, you would have to include a trail. If you look at the Midtown Trail, it was built, and it runs from behind McKinleyville High School to about Railroad Drive. So it's a pretty big trail. And it was built entirely by developers, you know, because it was in the plan. And so it didn't cost the taxpayers anything. And it's actually maintained through an assessment district. The people in the subdivisions pay a little fee, and that provides all the, you know, graffiti removal, and they have to clean it up once in a while. So it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything.
That's Jack Durham of the Mad River Union. I want to kick it back over to Mark Lovelace. Now, you watch this thing a lot closer, but even people who are, you know, huge fans of motorized travel have to look at the studies and go, okay, well, yeah, study after study shows that these trails improve quality of life. That leads to improved property value adjacent to the trails. That leads to just a better day-to-day existence for everybody within the radius of these trails. Mark, do you think that there's some misunderstanding of the issues going on at the county level, or do you think that this is special interest run amok?
I think it's both. I think, again, the Planning Commission at these meetings is not getting the benefit of public input. Last night, Dan Erisman of the North Coast Environmental Center was there. There were one or two other members of the public, and then representatives from the local developers, I think the Realtors Association, a couple of others. So there's really, you know, there's just a handful of people that all they're hearing from. And from listening to the discussion, there were a lot of things where I could say, you know, with all due respect to the planning commissioners, they were just flat wrong on their understanding of what was being discussed, what the impacts are, and frankly, what a general plan is. There were quite a few statements by a couple of the commissioners that really made it clear that we've got a lack of understanding of what the role of a general plan is. And that's really frightening when they're making these kinds of sweeping changes.
Jack Durham?
Yes.
These meetings are boring as hell. We can be honest about that, right?
Absolutely. Horrible.
Just stupefying. But from your perspective as a journalist, and you watch these things, what is the role of HUM CPR here?
What's the role? Well, I think they tend to represent the builders and private property owners. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I have no problem with that. And it is true that, you know, when you add elements like trails and you add sidewalks and you add this stuff, it does, you know, increase the cost of housing. So I think there is a balance to be drawn here for sure. But, you know, the trails is, it really adds to the quality of life. And you're looking at something, if you put that in the plan, it's not going to happen overnight. You're looking, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the future.
Mark Lovelace, same question. What is the influence of HUM CPR on last night's turn of events?
Well, you know, everyone values and supports property rights, wants to protect property rights. You know, I'm a property owner myself. You know, we all, that's a huge concern. The bigger concern I have is that, in watching the discussion, folks are looking at the most extreme possibility, you know, in terms of, is there any way that these words could possibly be construed for a negative outcome? Leave aside all of the positive outcomes that are possible. The huge wealth of great things that can happen for our community if we do these things. Is it possible that this weird, you know, some bad thing might happen and, you know, that might possibly hurt one person's property values or something like that, you know? And they're only looking at that one possible hypothetical out there rather than, and they're throwing all of these other good positive outcomes off the table out of fear and ignorance, frankly. And that's a real concern to me. So it's not really about protecting property rights. You know, it's not a knowledgeable, informed approach to protecting property rights and to improving property values through community improvements, you know, like trails. So it's really hard to see that it's actually implementing the agenda that that organization is supposed to stand for. It's really much more of just a free market approach to planning, and that we should, you know, essentially have none.
Jack Durham, Mad River Union, what is your impression on the ground up there in McKinleyville with regards to the trail? I mean, they, from my perspective as a Eurekan, like, they're one of the main reasons to go to McKinleyville.
No, the Hammond Trail is like the highlight of McKinleyville, other than the totem pole. But, I mean, people want to, you know, real estate agents sell houses because they say, hey, they're near the Hammond Trail. You want to be near there. And it's a lifestyle thing. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, they come home, they get off work, and they go walking on the Hammond Trail. It's an absolutely great thing. And, you know, I'd advise the planning commissioners to, you know, go for a walk on the Hammond Trail and ask themselves, is this town better because of this or not? And, of course, the answer is really clear.
And what did it take for McKinleyvillians to come around on that, at least the ones who were skeptical initially?
Well, I mean, there was a long, long process. There was a lot of meetings. And, you know, the general plan of McKinleyville is ultimately a giant compromise, you know, with two sides fighting it out. And they ultimately agreed to it. And a lot of it had to do with people understanding how the trails work. You know, there was a lot of misinformation to begin with people thinking that they were going to be forced to, you know, build these trails, you know, through their existing property. And, of course, that's not how it works at all.
We're gonna wrap this up here in just a sec. Again, Jack Durham, Mad River Union, and Supervisor Mark Lovelace. Mark, the urgency here is what really got, I think, all this attention. This really blew up last night on Facebook, a massive comment thread, a lot of outcry, and a lot of confusion as to how these decisions are getting made. What is the relative urgency? You're asking for bodies in the room tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Like, how many people do you want to see, and what do you want the talking points to look like?
Well, it's not up to me to do that, to create, you know, talking points or tell people what to say or what their position should be or to turn out at all. It's just to say that if people value these things, which I know people do, they need to show up. Because right now, huge sweeping decisions are being made by a planning commission with the complete absence of public input. They are not going through previous public comments. They are not going through, you know, if you provided letters in the past, they disappeared. They are of no, you know, this planning commission is not informing itself with the broad public opinion. And so the only opinions they're bringing to, you know, they're considering are essentially their own and the few people that show up. So if you have an opinion, if you value open space, if you value trails, if you value having Humboldt County be a better place tomorrow than it is today, you need to get involved in this process. You need to show up tomorrow night, Thursday, at 6 o'clock, and every Tuesday and Thursday for the next few weeks here while they're holding these meetings.
Oh, and where exactly are these being held for people who've never gone to a meeting?
They're in the county courthouse, which is at 825 Fifth Street. Just look for the biggest, ugliest building in Eureka, and you'll find it. In the Board of Supervisors chambers. And again, the meetings are starting at 6 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday for the next few weeks.
And then finally, the idea that these major principles that have already been agreed upon by previous boards and previous commissions who were appointed fairly and through due process has been scuttled. It's just an expensive proposition to revisit all that stuff. What does it cost to run these meetings?
Because these meetings all happen after hours, the courthouse has to be open, so there has to be security there. You have to have access Humboldt there to be able to, you know, record the meetings and put them on the web, and that carries a cost. And then you've got staff that are all after hours, so either they're having to shift hours during, you know, that they would otherwise be working during the day doing the business of the county, or they're getting time and a half. And so the meetings are costing well over $1,000. I don't have a firm price on that yet, but I was just doing a little math with staff and thinking it, you know, could conceivably be close to $2,000 a night if it's all on time and a half for staff. So just this process, you know, for the meetings that we've already, you know, that we're in the middle of is, you know, $15,000 or so that's unbudgeted. That's all from the general fund. That's all money that could go somewhere else. And at the rate they're going, again, getting through 2 to 3 policies a night, it would take them 74 meetings about to get through just this conservation and open space element at a cost of over $90,000, maybe $100,000. And again, the vast majority of the policies that they're reviewing are ones that had unanimous consensus from the previous planning commission. And they're taking this broad community consensus that exists and replacing it with divided 3-2 or 4-2 votes. So it's not moving us, it's not trying to move us closer to consensus of the community. It's taking consensus that had been built and turning it into division.
Well, again, the meeting is tomorrow at 6 o'clock and it is at the courthouse. You could feel free to go if you feel a way about this. Jack Durham, I feel like I got to turn to you for one final confirmation here because, again, I'm an idiot. But by my math, based on what Mark said, it's going to cost at least $10,000. This is the simple, this is the back of the envelope math. It's going to cost $10,000 minimum to undo something that already got agreed upon through channels to do something that would probably lower property values and decrease the quality of life in Humboldt County. Is that basically...
Well, yeah, it's really frustrating because, you know, the public did give input on all of this. Hearings were held, and now that's being completely tossed out, and I guess we're starting all over. And as you said earlier in the conversation, you know, who wants to sit through those awful meetings anyway?
Oh,
but
nobody.
We already gave input on it, and now I guess we have to start all over and do it again?
Well, that's where we got to leave it because we got to move on. Jack Durham, Mad River Union, Supervisor Lovelace, thank you guys both very much. I appreciate
your
time.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Mark. Mike. All right, take it easy. This is KHUM Radio, Without the Rules.